Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
For Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And anytime a new man comes into Chelsea's life and wants to date her, we get a new love radio novela. And right about now, you'll hear the new novela called Chelsea y el Señor de los Baños.
It's Chelsea and the Man from the Bathrooms.
How did this story develop? Why is he named El Señor de los Baños? Mm-hmm. Was he the man handing out the napkins and selling Chiclets?
Maybe.
Inside Mince? The bathroom?
Would you like,
never know.
That'd be kind of a weird one for her to be. They usually would have not a male attendant.
Yeah,
yeah, probably.
Bathroom.
Maybe the door just opened up and you guys made eye
locked
contact.
Eyes, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe. I'm just saying. All right, so just a quick little recap. You guys have heard from Mr. Serendipity. That didn't work out. We've heard from Frosted Flakes. That didn't work out. Obviously, most recently, your ex, the Scottish hunk, Kieran, who flew here for a week. He's currently on layaway until he gets on the same continent as Chelsea,
true,
since he lives out in Amsterdam. Yeah. So we're moving on with your love life.
Yeah.
Chelsea, you have to.
I have to.
You know what I'm saying?
We got a show to do. We can't wait for this guy to fly back.
And granted, you're single by choice.
Uh-huh.
You're an independent, beautiful, strong woman, and you're single by choice. But you're open to the opportunity of love.
Yeah.
Why not? So you do have a dilemma now, and the relationship hasn't even started with El Señor de los Baños. Break it down. First of all, why are we calling him El Hombre de los Baños?
The man from the bathrooms.
So on Sunday, I was at a restaurant with some friends having a nice little dinner. And towards the end of the dinner, I went to the bathroom. And as I was coming out of the bathroom, there was a line of people. And instantly, I lock eyes with this guy. He's super cute.
There it is.
Tall, you know. And so we lock eyes and instantly he looks at me and he just gives me this like this stare and he goes, "I'm sorry, what's your name?" And I was caught off guard, you know.
Right.
Thankfully I washed my hands, but like, you know, I like, and he's like, "I'm so and so. I don't know why. I just feel like I need to like talk to you and ask you for your number." And I was
nice
like, "What?"
Wow.
And so we started chatting a little bit and he's like, "Oh, you know, what are you doing here? Who are you here with? Whatever." And he goes, "This sounds really weird. I have to be transparent." He goes, "I'm actually here on a date right now." And he goes, "I'm here. I met some girl on the league." He's like, "You know, she's awesome. Like, I can tell we're just going to be friends." He's like, "But I know that you might walk out there and see that I'm on a date." And he's like, "But I really..."
"What, do you think I'm a scumbag?"
He's like, "I just don't want you. I want to be transparent because I actually really would like to take you out." And I was just confused because here's the thing. Like, I don't want to ever be... I don't know. I just feel like it's a little bit disrespectful to hit
for
on
sure it is.
Someone else when you're on a date. And so, I don't know. Like, I thought he was cute. I definitely felt that there was some sort of like chemistry with
vibe.
Like I did. I walked away being like, that was different, you know? And I was talking to my friends about it and my friends are kind of mixed on like, okay, some of them are like, yeah, absolutely go. And others are like, I don't know. This is sort of like a bad,
He hit on you while he's on a date.
Also, like,
on the flip side, he was open and upfront about it.
True.
Right?
Yes.
But then there is that whole like, got to have your girl's back kind of situation, you know? Like, definitely at this point, this guy's checked out of this date for sure. Because now he's thinking about you, which you can't help. But also, in your mind, you're like, would I want that to happen to me?
Exactly.
Like, the guy goes to the bathroom, and then he comes back, and I'm like, who was back there?
Yeah.
And also, names!
Does he do this a lot? Like, you know, I was like, that just opened up a bunch of questions that I had, you know? So,
if you start dating him, will you have to walk him to the bathroom?
Exactly.
I mean, seriously. So, where my dilemma comes in is that, you know, the past few days, he's been very persistent and, you know, texting me really sweet things and trying to make plans. And I've kind of, I don't know, I'm unsure. And I think, and finally I did agree to potentially go out with him tonight.
Okay, tonight.
But I'm just, I don't know. I just, I don't know if it's a good idea. And I think that that's kind of where I'm struggling. It's like, have I already been given a red flag that this guy asked me out when he was already on a date, or you know, he was up front. And in the text message he's been sending me this week, he's saying, he goes, because I didn't kind of respond for a couple of days because I'm a brat and was just kind of unsure of the situation. And he texts me a long thing being like, look, I know it was not, the way we met wasn't kind of ideal. He goes, I was on a date. He's like, but like the highlight of my night was meeting you, and I really want to take you out. And I think that I love to explore more like what that chemistry was that I felt. So I kind of agreed to it, but I kind of wanted to ask you guys what you think.
I say only go in a place like a park that has no bathroom. Like, he's going to have to go behind a tree.
Or just a place that has a porta potty. He definitely won't hit on anybody there.
One person
only. So, no, look, legit question here, right? He's cute. You felt the chemistry. On one side, he was very upfront about the fact that, hey, I'm on a first date. I'm going to be completely honest. Mm-hmm. You got to appreciate honesty.
Yeah, of course.
But on the other side, I'm kind of like, no, man, eliminate the date, because a guy will say anything to hang out with a beautiful girl like you. But ultimately, what are your thoughts? What should Chelsea do? The date is planned for tonight. Chelsea y el señor de los baños.
The man of the bathroom.
Date or eliminate? That's the question. Or better put, flush him or float him?
That's so gross.
See, that's pretty disgusting. To
flush him or float him an opportunity?
I don't know that I want to compare my love life to...
like a floaty?
Yeah.
Well, it started at the bathroom. What do you expect? Okay. 877-971-HITS. Call or text 877-971-HITS. If you're in Chelsea's situation, would you go through with this date or eliminate it? Help a girl out. We'll continue with Chelsea y el señor de los baños.
Chelsea and the man, or should I say, flush him or float him from the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh. It's too much.
So what are our techs saying, Brian?
Right now, most people are saying go for it, but I think it's because they are all about that drama.
They want a good story tomorrow.
They want to know what's going to happen tomorrow at the same time. Yeah, yeah.
We got one from the 562. Hey, Chelsea, I'm a married woman living vicariously through your single life. Go for it. Aww. You have nothing to lose. He's not married. She's not married.
Okay.
From 714, I will say this. That's how my grandparents met. My grandpa was engaged and broke it off after meeting my grandma at a bar by the bathrooms of all places.
Those bathrooms are coming through.
We got a couple naysayers bringing up some pretty good points.
Okay, what's that?
From the 310, how does she even know it was a first date? Ooh. It could have been his girlfriend.
Dun, dun, dun.
And how does she know he's not going to meet another girl in the bathroom? I say, flush him. He's a dog.
Flush him.
Really? Edgar, do we need that?
It's pretty good sound effects.
Our listener texted it in. I'm just bagging her up.
From the 562, I think she should not go through with the date. Okay. If he did that to a previous date, that makes it that makes it sure that she probably will get the same thing done to her.
I mean, that's in the back of my mind for sure.
But at least he was honest. That's also in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Let's go to our phone lines. Jessica from Santa Ana, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for listening to us. Should Chelsea flush him or float him? What are your thoughts?
Oh, totally date him. She should totally date him. I met my husband. I was on a first date.
Oh, so you were the one who did it.
I was on a date.
No
I was on the date, yes. And I saw him, and just like Chelsea said, I don't know. I felt something. I felt chemistry right when I saw him.
Okay.
And we looked at each other. We kind of locked eyes, and we walked outside. I walked outside really quick. We got numbers. You know, we exchanged phone numbers. And I don't know. I felt something, and we've been married 10 years.
Wow.
We have 3 kids.
Oh, my gosh.
And yes, so it can happen for you.
Okay, I love to hear that.
You could be married with kids very soon, just like Jessica from Santa Ana.
Wow. Bathroom guy. Awesome. What a story.
I've never looked back. Yes, I'm excited for you.
Oh, Jessica, thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations on your beautiful marriage and family, all right? Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, most of the people are saying, Chelsea, you got to go for this date. You have nothing to lose and a great guy to gain, except for, of course...
Line one.
Brian from Paris, your number one fan, Chelsea.
Oh, Brian
from Paris,
Brian,
my man.
Brian, do you think Chelsea should go on this date or eliminate, flush him or float him, bro?
She needs to flush him because he just did the Rico Suave move on her.
Okay.
And it's like, he's very transparent. He's letting you know that he's a pimp by blood, not relation. Like,
that's amazing.
Really? Yeah. So you don't think he's being genuine at all?
He's genuine, but you need to let go because as much as I love giving you advice and not taking your advice, you cannot You cannot face this guy. Like, literally, you cannot. Well, you're better off with the surfer.
You're better off with the
flakes.
Surfer.
Oh, man.
All right, Brian. Well, thank you for coming in so strong on that, bro.
I mean, that is a pretty good point.
I gotta be honest.
Because he is being transparent, and we're, like, applauding him, like, hey, but we're assuming it's all positive, like, love. Mm-hmm. But really, this guy could be just being transparent with you, like, he's trying to get around. Like, I don't even mind leaving this chick at the table. I'll fire at you. I'll fire at the waitress. I'll fire at whoever.
Once again.
I was going to say that, too. Damn, Brian, you're good. I was going to say that, too. Great, thank you. Great, my things alike.
Thank you, Brian.
Once again, man, guys are known for saying whatever it takes to hang out with a beautiful girl like Chelsea.
Well, that's so sad to me. Gosh.
That's the reality, though, unfortunately, Chelsea. That's what you get for being so beautiful and talented.
Oh, thank you, Edgar. That's very nice of you.
Take it. Brian, appreciate you calling in, bro. Are you a pimp by blood or by relation?
Hey, it's by blood. You know that. Brian should know that as well.
Yeah, man, we know it.
He's a pimp, so he's calling out the pimps.
Uh-huh. I'm sure your wife is so excited to hear that this morning. Thank you, Brian.
No, hey, I hung up my shirt a long time ago. You took it.
Your pimp shirt? It's retired in the Raptors.
That's right, dude.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Later, bro.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
There it is.
It worked out for Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I mean, that's
all right, Chelsea.
Complicated story.
You've heard our listeners.
Yeah.
Majority are saying date them.
Mm-hmm.
Let them float. Give them that opportunity. Well, ultimately, it's your life. It's your love life, Chelsea.
Just let him float around.
What are you going to do? This guy asked you out on a date while he was on his first date. He was open about it. He said, I'm not digging this chick. I met her on a dating app. But I'm definitely digging you. You felt chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to go on this date tonight or not?
Well, I think the majority of the people are saying I should go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to go.
Yay!
I'm gonna go, right?
She's gonna go tonight.
I trust our listeners.
On a date con el señor de los baños.
But wait, can we not say float? Can we stop saying float?
Float's fine.
Okay, do you want to flush him or let him mellow? Doesn't have the same ring. Doesn't have the same ring.
Let him mellow or let him yellow?
Oh,
boy. You're gonna let him yellow?
Can we not?
All right.
You can continue.
Make sure you tune in. Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
What's in Spanish? Make sure you tune in tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
On 97.1 Amp Radio.
On 97.1 Amp Radio.
What will happen with Chelsea y el señor de los baños?
Chelsea and the man from the bathroom.
Tune in 8:05 in the morning.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.